So this is Radio Kate. I've just made it to Hyde Park. There are lots of people. Everyone seems to be packing up and leaving. Not everyone. There are still people around having picnics. And I've walked through the arch to find somebody in a wedding dress that isn't me. Why are you wearing a wedding dress today?
I'm wearing a wedding dress just because I happen to have one that looked quite like Kate, and I'm a royalist.
How did you know it looked like Kate? So did you wait until the wedding happened and then you...
We did, which could constitute as cheating, actually. But we waited until we saw it, and then we had the perfect outfit, so we came out.
And what are your names?
I'm Christina O'Kelly.
And I'm Neil.
So you all dress up in a rather fine outfit. Tell me a bit about that.
I bought it 3 years ago in a market in Camden. It happened to look a bit similar to Will's outfit, so...
And have you had a good day? So where were you watching the wedding from?
We're in our living room in Richmond.
And you came out to join the fun after. What time did you get down here and what have you been up to since then?
It must have been until about 3:30, and to be honest, we can't walk 3 feet without getting our photos taken, so we've been trying to keep a low profile, but it's kind of impossible right now.
Wearing a wedding dress on a day like this, with tourists around, trying to keep a low profile, I have found not an easy thing to do.
No.
And I actually am called Kate, so I've had a bit of trouble. And how about you? How have you found the day?
It's been a lot of hard work and a lot of smiling, which I'm not used to, but it's been fun.
So I just need to find one more person called William, and then I have done my challenge. I've found the full 10, and I can lie down and actually, I haven't even seen the wedding thing yet. I missed it. I was too busy out being in crowds, and then Trafalgar Square got too crowded. I've kind of missed it. So what, sum it up for me, and then 3 sentences, what have I missed?
My favourite part was Pippa, to be honest. I thought she was absolutely elegant. I mean, Kate was amazing, as always, but I think that Pippa had a bit of pressure that you wouldn't expect of a sort of normal girl, and she pulled it off beautifully.
I've heard a lot of good things about Pippa. In fact, pretty much every American guy that I've spoken to has asked me if I can set them up with her. This is your actual wife, is it?
Yes. It is my wife.
Okay, so close your eyes. Close your ears. Close your ears. What do you make of Pippa? Hot or not?
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for fart.
Of course you wouldn't.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Brilliant. Do you have a card or anything to your website?
If you look up Radio Kate, then you'll find me and all my crazy adventures. So.
Oh, brilliant. Yes, we will.
And I'm there on Twitter and things. Oh, crashed, but hopefully it's okay.